Well, stocks rebounded slightly this morning after having their worst day of the year yesterday. The losses happened after China devalued its currency to the lowest level against the dollar in a decade. Joining us now from Chicago is Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton LLP. Diane, welcome back.
Thank you.
So the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all down at least 6% from recent record highs as of yesterday. Why was this devaluation of the Chinese currency such a big deal?
What was really considered the bazooka reaction by China that if they actually devalued their currency much more dramatically to support exports, that this could get into a much larger currency war. And the risks to financial stability are quite high. And in fact, part of the reason China didn't move very far, they just sort of stepped over a line that then the U.S. sort of pushed back on very aggressively, is because when they devalue their currency, they have a lot of debt in U.S. dollars, and that means it's much more expensive for them to service that debt. So the risk of China actually doing a major devaluation is actually pretty low, but the fact that they're willing to threaten it in response to the announcement of tariffs sounded to the U.S. like, you know, the bazooka going off, and this was major escalation in the trade war, and now you're seeing a bit of the calm after the storm, but we're far from done.
Well, and the move by China followed the Trump administration's addition of another 10% tariff on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. And then China also said yesterday that it was halting all purchases of U.S. agricultural products. Of those two moves, the new tariffs and the halt in all agricultural product purchases, which is more significant?
Actually, the halt in agricultural purchases, this just adds insult to injury to already a farm sector that's gone through everything from floods to already a major slowdown in exports to China, one of their largest buyers of their goods. And even we're talking about what they're doing is stopping the purchase of goods that have already made it into China. But this really just underscores, at the end of the day, how rapidly the situation can escalate on these trade wars and how much we all can lose. What I think the larger issue is, what's the next move from here? The president has threatened tariffs on Europe, Japan, Vietnam. They've also escalated tariffs on Vietnam, South Korea, and Thailand already because of companies trying to escape the tariffs from China and ship their goods out of other countries. So it's kind of like whack-a-mole, and it's hard to see an end game in all this that doesn't cost us all, even though everyone pretty much agrees, including our trade allies, that we don't like how China plays. We don't like the cheats and the infractions on intellectual property.
Now, the president and the White House are pushing very hard on the Federal Reserve to get into the trade war here, basically, and lower interest rates in this country. The president tweeted yesterday, China dropped the price of their currency to an almost historic low. It's called currency manipulation. Are you listening, Federal Reserve? And then we had this letter published in the Wall Street Journal by four former Fed chairs headlined, America Needs an Independent Fed. They're obviously concerned that the White House is getting too vocal in telling the Fed what it should do. What do you make of all of this? And do you think that the Fed will step into the trade war in this way and lower interest rates to compete with what China is doing?
Well, the Fed will step into the trade war. It already has, because its job is to counter weakness. And its job is to hedge against what is becoming rapidly a global economic slowdown. So they have to step in because it is by law their job to stimulate. Unfortunately, what the president is doing is bad policies and then asking the Federal Reserve to offset it. Federal Reserve has no choice in that matter. If it actually affects our economy, which it has, it's shown up in a major blow to manufacturing activity already. We've already seen investment in the U.S. flatline in response to this. And that has consequences that the Fed is very concerned about, and they've already started to cut rates and reverse the rate hikes that we saw last year. That said, it's not the best way to get the Fed to act. And remember, you know, undermining and debasing our currency, that would undermine the cost of our own debt. And we get enormous privilege in the world to run a lot more debt than other countries get to run, because we are a reserve currency and it has a value that people count on. The more we chip away and put kinks in that armor of our reserve currency status, and asking the Fed to do it for us is undermining our future in so many ways, especially when we're already running trillion-dollar deficits in very what should be very good economic times.
Diane, the former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers tweeted yesterday that we may well be at the most dangerous financial moment since the 2009 financial crisis. Do you agree?
I think there certainly is a risk of that. You know, trade wars are contagious. It's not just us. There's Brexit. And there also is Japan now going after South Korea. You really could get a situation that spins out of control very rapidly. And that's what we're trying to avoid. And there's nothing the Fed ultimately can do about bad policy on a coordinated basis across the globe.
That's Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton LLP. Diane, thanks as always.
Thank you.